Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna Smith-West, and today I am so excited to be here with our CEO, Jan Barker, as we wrap up our 15 outcomes season. So Jan, thanks so much for making the time to chat with me today.
My absolute pleasure.
So we already have heard stories about each of the 15 outcomes from girls, from volunteers. It's been a really powerful season so far. Now, I understand that you were one of the chairs of the National Committee who came together, worked together to develop the 15 outcomes. Can you talk to us a little bit about the history of that and how these 15 outcomes came about and were discovered?
There was a gap committee formed because I think GSUSA realized that there wasn't a program model for the very important things we do. And we know that we're the world's largest girl leadership experience, but we really needed a framework. What does it look like for a girl to become a leader, and how does she stack up her experiences so that she has the skill sets, the competencies that all lead to her leadership skills. So what we did was there was a committee put together with CEOs from a variety of councils. And also what we did was we did a huge literature search to look for what kind of outcomes, competencies are needed for, particularly for girls, to be able to exude their leadership capacity. And then after that was done, all of us looked through the research, we read, we synthesized, we analyzed it. We put the research through a theory of change, and to look at which a theory of change really looks at how one thing might lead to another. So we were looking for root causes. So, you know, some people might say girls develop a strong sense of self. That sounds a lot like girls have a healthy self-esteem or a positive sense of locus of control. So a theory of change really sorts that out and finds the primary foundation competencies. And then the other thing was talking to women in key leadership roles around the nation, and asking them what they felt were the strongest outcomes, were the strongest personality traits that allow them to practice their leadership. One of the most exciting things about the 15 outcomes is when we got it written, and it took a couple years to synthesize all the research and the interviews. And after we did that, we put together a document called Transforming Leadership, focusing on the outcomes of the Girl Scout leadership experience. And we invited, in the scientific method, which was very exciting for me, that we invited key people in youth development from across the countryside. There were people from Connecticut College, Harvard Family Research Project, Harvard Graduate School of Education, the Innovation Center for Community and Youth Development, National 4-H Search Institute, University of Arizona, Illinois, Minnesota, Forum for Youth Development, and the University of Michigan. And we all got together they were given the document and asked to critique them in the typical scientific method, to look for references that needed to be bolstered, information that was not clear, things that were in contradiction to all the research. These are youth development professionals that have been in the business of youth development for decades. And so it was very exciting having all those people in the room critiquing the experience and critiquing the document. I'm very proud that I was the co-chair for that particular committee, and because of my science background, it was very important to me that the information that we found, that it was vetted, and that indeed the information that we found became a very, very fact-checked document, because it was going to serve as, and it does serve in Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan, as the backbone, of course you've heard from girls, on what girls need to learn and how do we teach leaders to teach girls and have experiences so they can gain these valuable skills.
Thank you so much for that explanation. I just think it is so cool how it was put together, the research behind it, and it really points to the power of Girl Scouting. You know, it's not just this really fun extracurricular activity. It's truly an opportunity for girls to build these critical competencies. And our volunteers, you know, hear from us all the time about the 15 outcomes, and we laminate the beautiful sheet for them. And I think that that story of how it came about, you know, we don't share that enough, and it's really, really cool. Now, why, from your perspective, Jan, are all of these competencies so important for a girl to develop?
Well, we know that in Girl Scouting, girls tell us they have fun and make friends. But of course, there's this giant ampersand of and. So while they're learning in a very non-formal education system, very different than school, different set of experiences than they could typically get with their families, they're with a group of peers where they feel safe and they understand the power of girls together, that they gain these skills, and some of them they don't even realize they're getting. But it's so important because the world needs more girl leaders. The world needs more women in roles that are willing to take leadership, are willing to step up, and also have the skill sets to be able to guide, whether it's a company, a nonprofit, an organization in their community. We need that girl touch. We need the girl perspective. Because when she grows into a woman, we want her to have all these skill sets so she can change the world, which is exactly what Girl Scouts are all about.
So if you're a troop leader listening and you're thinking, gosh, this is so cool, I want to make sure my girls get these 15 competencies, these 15 outcomes, what advice do you have for troop leaders of how they can navigate that and how they can work to instill these outcomes in their girls?
Well, I think the very first thing in girl development is that they would look at the sheet of the 15 outcomes and decide that they wanted to model those things. And I think that's something that the staff and our key volunteers really take to heart. It's like, I have a responsibility to promote cooperation and team building, and I need to model that. You know, it's just one of the outcomes. I have a responsibility to advance diversity in a multicultural world so the girls will see that I'm modeling and an example of those things, and I think that's the first step for any volunteer. The next thing would be to look at the list of outcomes and say, how can I grow in each of these areas? And then the next thing is there's a fabulous document that backs up the 15 outcome sheet that all of our leaders get, and it is called Transforming Leadership. And in there, it's broken down by grade level. So what are those take action outcomes? And by grade level, it gives some ideas that leaders could do with their children, do with their girls, and then it gives indicators. Here are little simple signs that a girl indeed has acquired these skill sets. So like for Brownie, for example, we want a girl to develop a strong sense of self. So have confidence in themselves and their abilities, feel that they're able to achieve their goals and form positive gender, social, and cultural identities. So how would we do that? Well, first we model it, and then we do activities where we can increase their confidence in these abilities and in their abilities. Like they try new things and they're successful at it, or they, you know, have a slight failure, but they're still boosted up and understand that that's okay. And so what might be an indicator of that is that they could name things they like about being a girl. So they know how they feel about things. Kind of the first step in a girl learning to make decisions is they need to learn how they feel about things. They could also, the leader might see that they recognize how their characteristics make them unique. So even when, let's say, they draw a picture of themselves and they say, I'm Korean and I speak Korean and English. I know two languages. Aren't I special? That would be an indicator their leader would say, well, this girl is proud of herself. She has a strong, positive sense of self. How exciting. So in the book, I would really encourage that leaders get a copy of the pages out of Transforming Leadership specific to their grade level. So if they're working with brownies, they can review this. The other magic about Girl Scouts is that a leader can use these things with her own children and her family and become a better parent. So they're very helpful little checklists on how we could, well, let's say, for example, practical life skills. Girls would practice healthy living. So they'd get better at making healthy choices and minimizing their unhealthy choices. So they might be able to identify 2 hours of after-school sports that are healthier than 2 hours of after-school computer games, less screen time. And a leader could see that and celebrate that and call the girls out like, wow, look, you just played for an hour, or you laid a trail, or you were at camp and you weren't on your device, and really reinforce them. Girls, even brownie age girls, which are girls in grades second and third, they can name healthy choices that they make, like walking every day or choosing a healthy snack. So these are the kind of tips and indicators that this particular resource would help leaders guide their leadership experience. Because what I also found is if a leader uses these guides, they become stronger. They start to become really, really skilled youth developers and girl developers. And they indeed increase their own capacity in these particular 15 outcomes. They become more courageous. And they also start to think, wow, I'm learning more than the girls. So it's an exciting resource in a very, very magical organizations.
Now, one thing I heard from you as you were giving those examples, which are so, so helpful, is that feedback piece of telling the girl, wow, look at you. You solved that problem so well. Can you talk about that a little bit? Is that really an important part of the learning cycle for the girls to kind of see that growth in themselves and hear that from the leader?
Definitely. One of the things that a Girl Scout leader can do is she's that other adult in their life. And we know that for a girl to gain her confidence and really have a positive attitude about her possible positive future is that she has a key role model. And so as a role model, we have an opportunity to really let those girls know how unique they are, how special they are, how good they are at resolving conflicts, or how great they are, what a resourceful problem solver they are. So the 15 outcomes can use as a guide, and I encourage leaders to keep it in front of them, have it on the front of their notebook or in a poster. And when they're giving positive feedback to a girl, they can use these specific examples. It's one thing to say, oh, that was great, but it really amplifies the effect, the positive effect on a girl if they say, wow, look, you educated yourself on that issue and you inspired others to act. And that wording is right off the 15 outcomes. And when you give specific support to a girl around a specific outcome, she really blossoms. And for me, I think there's several things. You want to always connect with the girl. You want to use her name. Who doesn't like to hear their name? You want to make sure that you're, you know, imbibing a little education into whatever processes, regardless of the activity, regardless of where you are. And then you want to make sure that you're inspiring them and that you're using language that makes them feel valued. So it's really important, really, really
and
important.
And it helps girls to see themselves as, you know, oh, I am a problem solver. I can do that, you know. So thank you for expanding on that a little bit. Now, I want to circle back to, you mentioned, as a troop leader, you know, it helps you develop your parenting skills and growing as a parent. So kind of along that same vein, how can parents, whether they're troop leaders or not, be really supportive of girls building these 15 outcomes, these 15 competencies at home?
Well, I think to also set the 15 outcomes up at home as well, and to remember with your family and one another. Like, I think it's important in a partnership with your family that you talk about things like, it's important to me that I seek challenges in the world. How does that feel to you? How does it feel when you helped your friend or you offered to really celebrate your friend's birthday? When you thought of others, how does it make you feel when you're able to solve a problem? So to talk about, because I think a lot of times as parents, and I'm the mom of two kids, a son and a daughter, and sometimes I would forget to talk about how I feel, but it's really important, even with a child as young as a year old, to say, you know, I see your shoulders up by your ears, I see some stress, whatever words you might use, a little simpler for a one-year-old, but a three-year-old to say, well, I see that you just stomped your feet. You know, does that feel like there's something, what's going on? What caused that? Let's talk about that. What challenge are you experiencing? Because for a small child, they may not be experiencing challenges in the world at the same magnitude that a 13-year-old, but they're facing challenges of trying to discover things, and to be able to talk about it does help them identify their own feelings, know that their feelings can be validated and that they're honest and real. It helps them understand it so that they can have control of them. So I use these in raising my children, and it was important to me that they felt empowered to make a difference in the world. And that's what Girl Scouting does, and that's what we want for our children. We want our children to be happy. You know, I want my children to feel stress-free and self-reliant, and these outcomes really help that as a parent. And I have heard a lot of Girl Scout staff and volunteers say, you know, I have become a better parent because I've learned so much through Girl Scouting and my experience with girls.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that is so important to our staff culture and that I think a lot of people may not realize is that we really pride ourselves in being girl developers and being experts in girl development. Can you kind of talk a little bit about some of the ongoing learning that is happening on the staff side of things and, you know, what we do as Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan staff to make sure we're on the cutting edge of knowing what girls need and how we can really help to be that catalyst in their life to grow? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, we want to create an environment of where people love to learn. So we, on a regular basis, have a book that we're all reading, and we're happy. Some of the books have been quite meaningful and really helpful. So that's the kind of thing that in future podcasts, if you get some feedback from people, they may want to hear some of the book report on some of the books that we read, like Radical Candor or the book about curiosity. One I love is What Do We Really Want for Our Children? There are so many books that we read on a regular basis that then we have a book club at our monthly staff meetings and people report out and we have dialogues around that. We also have a team of people, and I think most of our staff regularly look at girl trends. Like, I read the research that comes out of many youth development organizations, many of those that help to critique the 15 outcomes, to see what are the trends. And we know that girls and youth in general spending more and more screen time, higher incidence of some mental health issues, and also that they're being sheltered and sort of overprotected from learning on their own and struggling a little bit. So those are some of the things, the recent things that we're sharing with staff and in turn hoping to share with our volunteers about How do we guide our volunteers away from some of the trends that are less than positive for girls? So we take it very seriously. I think I have four books on my dining room table right now. The Gift of Failure, How to Raise an Adult. Some of the books that deal with helping parents and helping people who work with youth to not be overprotective, to let girls experience things, and then, which leads me to the three fabulous processes in Girl Scouting. That in Girl Scouts, a lot of the things we do overcome some of the negative trends that are peaking up, like getting girls in the out-of-doors, getting them off screen time. So, so critically important, you know, to visit out of doors. Also, hands-on, that girls can try things and they understand, especially girls that learn by touching and doing, kinesthetic learners. Girl Scouting is really important because they might not do as well in school if they're not auditory or visual learners. And then, of course, experiential ed is hands-on, so we use that regularly. And then cooperative learning. It takes a lot to be cooperative. And so girls learning to work in teams, which is exactly what they're going to need in their future, regardless of they're on a family team or a work team. And girl-led. So critically important. And many of the processes in the 15 outcomes overcome and help counter some of the negative trends that we see that are affecting girls in the general population. And the exciting thing is that if a girl is a Girl Scout, she's going to be more prepared to deal with the world.
Absolutely. I think it's something that is so unique about our culture, that we're constantly learning, constantly trying to better ourselves. And as we learn more, you know, we always go back to, yeah, this fits in with what we know that Girl Scouting does. So I think that's so powerful. And I wanted to make sure that folks knew that, you know, that we're always learning, always researching, and trying to improve our skill set and develop in that way. Now, kind of zooming out a little bit, we've talked a lot about girls and what leaders can do to help to develop those outcomes. I'm curious, you know, times that you have heard maybe from Girl Scout alumni or supporters about when they look at these 15 outcomes and, you know, what sticks out to them. Do you have stories that come to mind about conversations you've had and ways that people say, oh my gosh, yes, I learned this from Girl Scouts and I didn't even know it?
Well, exactly. Most of the time, it's people that you've really focused and had this front of mind that Girl Scouting is a leadership experience for girls. And lots of times they'll say, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I remember the time I went into a CEO's office and she was like thrilled. She's like, I'm so glad you're here. Because I was just reflecting, I was reading a book and it mentioned Juliette Gordon Lowe. And it reminded me, you know, I'm in sales. And it reminded me, like, my first sales experience was with the cookie program. And I hadn't thought about it because I loved selling cookies. And it was so fun. It was really a powerful experience for me. But it was so fun, I didn't realize that what I was learning was a real life skill that would lead me to become the CEO of one of the largest sales organizations in the United States. So those kind of stories. The other story that I like to reflect on is my very good friend of many years was in my Girl Scout troop, and she says to me regularly, you know, we're out on a hike and we both have our binoculars and we're pretty excited about what birds we've seen. And she just will say, you know, I'm so grateful to Girl Scouting because it taught me to talk about things that we never talked about in our family. And that happens a lot for girls. You know, sometimes the first time they share some rough news or some things they're struggling with, it's with their Girl Scout troop. And that's helpful and healthy for them. I have so many stories of people who have shared the power of Girl Scouting, but quite honestly, they didn't think about it because they had so much fun in Girl Scouting. myself included, before I was the CEO, I kind of took for granted what I learned in Girl Scouts, the teamwork, the collaborative attitude, the sharing, the caring, the community service, the giving to others, the need to and desire to educate and be a problem solver. I didn't really realize what those skills were until I was sitting behind the desk one day and I looked and thought, oh my gosh, this is part of my foundation that gave me key capacity and key characteristics that I just took for granted I learned in Girl Scouts. And I think that happens a lot. And that's why I encourage all parents of girls to keep their girl in Girl Scouts, get their girl in Girl Scouts. If parents are not a leader right now, to make sure that their girl gets a Girl Scout experience, because she's going to be more likely to be successful in her future. And I've heard that story over and over and over. And it's part of why the staff love working here, because we feel like we're contributing and empowered to make the world a better place. So it's very inspiring, and it fills your soul to hear those stories.
It never gets old to hear those stories. That is for sure. So this has been such a powerful dialogue, and I think people will learn so much about the 15 outcomes, kind of how they came about. Is there anything else that you would like to share about the 15 outcomes that you wish people knew, or about Girl Scouting in general that you wish people knew?
Well, I wish that every girl was a Girl Scout. I certainly wish that, because our world would be such a better place if every girl really inscribed the values, the promise, and the law on their own heart. So I think one of the best things a parent of a girl can do is make sure their girl's a Girl Scout. And if you don't have a copy of the 15 Outcomes, or you want a copy of the Transforming Leadership document or the page for the grade level of the girls that you're working with, to reach out to us, stop at our front desk, stop at any one of our offices, call us, email us, we'll get you a copy. Doesn't matter where you are, we'll send it to you. We want the world to become better girl developers, and, you know, because all girls should be Girl Scouts, and all adults who care about girls should be Girl Scout leaders.
Amen. Absolutely. And perfect segue, too, because we are going to be featuring a lot of the information from Transforming Leadership on Rallyhood. So when you're listening to this, Rallyhood is live, and make sure that you hop on Rallyhood and go to your grade level rally, where you'll find all this information that we've talked about, and a lot of collaboration with your fellow troop leaders of what they're doing to instill an outcome and that kind of thing. So there's our plug for Rallyhood.
It's so easy to use. It's fun. Like you use Rallyhood. I hope everybody knows what Rallyhood is, a platform for communicating within Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. And you're going to love it. If you're not on it, get on it. And all this information I'm talking about will be there, and you can look for indicators, little tips on ways that you can teach girls to share or resolve conflict. You know, something as simple as five girls and three pairs of scissors. You know, they learn how to problem solve and how to share and be collaborative. So Rallyhood, yes, if you're not on it, it's sparkly.
So excited. Well, Jan, thank you again so much for chatting with us today and rounding out our 15 Outcomes season of the podcast. I think it will make such an impact on our troop leaders and on those wanting to learn more about the impact of Girl Scouting. So I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today.
Oh, thank you. My absolute pleasure.
To all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the subscribe button that you see. Go ahead and leave us a rating and a review so we know the things that you love about our podcast. And then go ahead and share this episode with your social media networks, your audiences. Help us to spread the word about the power of Girl Scouting and the 15 outcomes, because you never know who might be looking for something like this for their girl or for a volunteer opportunity that could fill up their cup in this way. So thank you again for joining us. Until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it. Change the world. Our way.
In the Girl Scouts, together we change the world.